only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Go Ninja, go.
6:38, Brock Hunter.
What's lyrics.
Up? I need to watch singing. That movie again.
Lyrics.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's numero dos. It's a fantastic one.
It's really, secret of the ooze.
Secret of the ooze. Ooze. What? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Ooze.
Have you seen any of the new Ninja Turtles?
Yes. We saw not the most recent one, the one before that they first brought back with that had Megan Fox in it, right?
I think
she played April O'Neil. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. You know, it's different seeing the CGI, and it was kind of cool because you could really differentiate. You know, they really gave them, you know, unique personalities and characteristics. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it will ever top.
Here's the thing with CGI. CGI is getting there, man. It is right there. It is close. It is almost as good as the old puppeteer things. You know, what they used in Jurassic Park, what they used in the show Dinosaurs, Ninja Turtles. Here's the thing with CGI, in my opinion. It's too fast.
Yeah.
It's like characters and things move too fast when it's CGI. They need to slow it down a little bit. And it's like, I feel like CGI, it's a lot like WWE. Like, as soon as something happens, they, like, cut away from it real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you never get the full shot. It's always too fast and too quick.
They do things, too, that are, like, almost too ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, when you just have a guy in a suit or animatronics or whatever it is, like, it's you can't pull off. Like, there is some scenes. And, of course, listen to us ripping apart a movie about fake turtles with ninja powers. Like, it just doesn't seem real enough. But, right. You know, like, it almost goes too crazy. You know, like, it's like, okay, that was, like, over the top, which I like, but I'd rather almost see, like, Tom Cruise-esque, like, actually him jumping from building to building, you know what I mean? Well,
the perfect example is Jurassic Park. Just watch the first Jurassic Park
and then
skip. Then skip to the very last one and watch that one and just compare the two. It's like the dinosaurs just seem so much more real in the first one.
Well, and, you know, like the scene with the T-Rex eye. Like, that's the real T-Rex head. And so that's why it looks so convincing. They mixed CGI with a real, like, animatronics, and that's why it looks so real.
It's like your brain knows. Your brain's telling you.
Yep.
You know, it's like those eyes are lifeless.
Yeah.
You know, it looks legit, but it's just like your brain knows.
Yeah. I was reading, so there was something on Reddit about that where it was just talking about, like, switching, you know, when you have real, you know, like man-made stuff like a T-Rex head along with CGI, it keeps your brain from, I don't know how that works. It makes your brain keep from going, like, oh, that's fake. That's fake. Because it looks real, and it's real to the eye, so the fake stuff doesn't seem as fake. It's a whole thing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
I think I went on this rant because I watched a video yesterday, and it was the Batman versus Superman, and they showed the bat suit and then the CGI bat suit and, like, different scenes where they use an actual guy and scenes where they use CGI. And, like, you can just tell.
You can tell, man.
You can really tell. Like I'm not going to say visually because the way it looks is pretty damn close with the CGI, but it's all in the movement. It's all in the, hey, there's no way.
So take it from us, Hollywood, two guys that have no experience in it.
Bunch of jerks.
You're doing it wrong. All right, let's do it. That was 5 minutes on Hollywood and CGI and how they're doing it wrong. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, David Ellefson of Megadeth is spearheading an online marathon to raise funds to help kids with music instruction during quarantine. This is really cool, man. The 8-hour Say Can You Stream will start at 4 p.m. on Saturday and stream on YouTube and Facebook pages of the Grammy Music Education Coalition and the David Ellison Youth Music Foundation. The funds raised will go to the foundation's Schools Out initiative, which is providing online lessons, instruments, and gear to kids during the coronavirus crisis. The list of artists taking part include Alice Cooper, Charlie Benante of Anthrax, Chris Kale of Five Finger, Ellison's Megadeth bandmate Dirk Verburen, Kiko Loureiro, Frank Hannon of Tesla. You got Clint Lowry of Seven Dust, Whitefield Crane of Ugly Kid Joe. So it's a huge, huge setup of artists that are helping these kids out. Ellison will also perform a set remotely with his band, which has two members quarantined in Italy right now. So Ellison and the Rockers helping the kids, man. I like that.
So they're teaching them? Are they performing?
They're giving lessons and doing things that will also raise money for to donate to the actual programs that they have there. So, yeah.
You ever heard of those master classes?
Yeah. I watched one with Sinister Gates of Avenged Sevenfold, and it's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Master classes seem pretty legit. I watched a couple ads on them, and they basically just take you through what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole shebang from thinking of a song, starting it, how to make it.
Yep.
Where to start, where to end. It's pretty interesting.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's cool to kind of see that breakdown of it. So there you go. And again, that starts this Saturday on YouTube and Facebook. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1962, Guns N' Roses co-founder and guitarist Izzy Stradlin, real name Jeffrey Dean Isbell, was born in Lafayette, Indiana, right down the road from us, man. Not too far. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.